It's Monday, December 13th, AD 2021. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The ruling to set bail for Luca Biniat, an imprisoned Nigerian Christian journalist with the Epoch Times, was canceled on Monday, December 6th, when the judge did not arrive to court, reports International Christian Concern. Biniat was arrested on November 4th after the Epoch Times published his report about Fulani Muslim attacks against Christians in the Kaduna state. Just 2 hours prior to the December 6th hearing, a court employee told the defense counsel, quote, "The judge went on leave December 1st. He will not be on seat," end quote. A leader with the Southern Kaduna People's Union, whose name is being kept confidential for security purposes, said, quote, "This is a deliberate act to continue the persecution of Biniat. The Kaduna state government is not ready to free Biniat for saying the truth. We are facing a series of threats because of our beliefs," end quote. After 5 years of enormous effort and expense by the leftist Canadian government, along with pressure by homosexual activists to arrest, convict, and punish Bill Watcott, he has been declared not guilty. At the 2016 Toronto Homosexual Pride Parade, Watcott and some friends passed out pamphlets to the crowd containing scientific warnings about the dangers of homosexual sex, along with scripture, reports massresistance.org. The Attorney General of Ottawa, Canada, charged that the pamphlet consisted of criminal, quote, "hate speech," end quote, and was seeking an 18-month prison term for Bill Watcott. In the pamphlet, Watcott wrote, quote, "Canada has embarked on a destructive journey towards sexual anarchy and homosexual-inspired oppression. The fruit of sexual anarchy is the rejection of God's plan of lifelong heterosexual matrimony and replacing the virtues of chastity, fidelity, unconditional love, and lifelong commitment to one's spouse with promiscuity, polyamory, pornography, and homosexuality. The clear evidence contained in this pamphlet shows Canada's new sexual ethic is contrary to natural law, and no good will come from it," end quote. Watcott concluded his pamphlet by saying, quote, "The rejection of true marriage is also in direct opposition to God's law, and it is our duty to warn you that those who choose to rebel against the God who created them do so to their eternal peril. For those reading this, we also want to let you know there is a God who loves you and who is real and who has made a way for you to come to Him. If you are tired of your sin and want to come to your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and receive the free gift of eternal life, you can call 306-861-6140 or email billwatcott@gmail.com, end quote. Referring to the sin of homosexual behavior, the Bible says, "God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural sexual relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed shameful acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their error." Romans 1, verses 26 and 27. A record-breaking series of 30 tornadoes hit Midwest America Friday night, killing at least 84 people in 6 states, flattening factories, city buildings, and homes, reports the Daily Mail. Traveling 223 miles, the primary tornado ripped from Missouri across a portion of Tennessee and Kentucky, flinging debris into the jet stream upwards of 30,000 feet into the atmosphere. The deadly tornadoes left 200,000 people without power, according to Fox News. Kentucky Democrat Governor Andy Beshear described the damage.
Huge metal poles bent in half, if not broken. Buildings that are no longer there. Huge trucks that have been picked up and thrown. And sadly, far too many homes that people were likely in entirely devastated. This will be, I believe, the deadliest tornado system to ever run through Kentucky. We were pretty sure that we would lose over 50 Kentuckians. It may, in fact, end up exceeding 100.
A clear demonstration of the power of God in nature. This tornado may have exceeded the force of the record-breaking tri-state tornado of 1925, which tracked 219 miles and killed 747 people across Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana. On Friday, the U.S. Supreme Court left in place the Texas Heartbeat Act, which protects babies in the womb if a heartbeat is detected, reports the Associated Press. Little more than a week after the court signaled it would protect preborn babies and possibly overturn Roe v. Wade, the decision upholding the Texas pro-life law was greeted with dismay by abortion supporters. Five conservative justices, including three appointed by former President Donald Trump, formed a majority to limit who can be sued by the abortion mills, a result that both sides said probably will prevent federal courts from effectively blocking the pro-life law. The court ruled that Texas licensing officials may be sued, but not state court judges, court clerks, or the Texas State Attorney General Ken Paxton. That seems to leave people free under the unusual structure of the Texas law to sue abortion mills and anyone else who aids or abets an abortion performed after the heartbeat of the baby is detected, typically at the six-week mark of gestation. The Heartbeat Act has been in place in the Lone Star State since September 1st. Addressing the one true God, King David wrote, "For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb." Psalm 139, verse 16. And finally, the COVID shot controversy has now entered an Empire State custody battle, reports NBC New York. On October 7th, a New York City judge ruled in favor of the mother's motion requesting that the father receive the COVID shot in order to visit his three-year-old daughter, who he currently sees every other weekend. Justice Matthew Cooper sided with the mother's request a little more than 1 month after she submitted her initial emergency application, first reported by the New York Post. A temporary restraining order was immediately issued on September 2nd to suspend in-person visitations before amending it 2 weeks later to allow for a weekly testing regimen in lieu of the COVID shot. The final ruling came down last week, potentially one of the first like it in the nation, to withhold in-person visitation until the father agrees to the COVID shot or regular testing. The court has graciously allowed him to communicate with his daughter virtually and by phone. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, December 13th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.